everyone. I'm John Noonan from Azure Marketing, and I'm excited to have Senior Product Marketing Manager Nasa Sklodakos here today to talk about Azure Active Directory. Just to note, we'll be making a copy of this recording available for your future reference, and if you have any questions along the way, please submit those through the Q&A chat window, and we'll answer as many as possible at the end of the presentation. And with that, I'll hand it over to Nasa.
Thank you, John. I want to welcome you all. Thank you for being here. I'm Nasos Kladakis. I'm the product manager of Azure Active Directory. And today I will try to explain what Azure Active Directory is all about, how it compares to on-premises, and how it fits to the big picture of enterprise mobility. So in order to do that, I will use a slide deck, but also a demo to explain to you exactly what we're talking about. So in order to understand, we need to take a step back and try to explain what enterprise mobility is and why Azure Active Directory is a part of it. I would like to say that for end users, enterprise mobility is the ability to use any kind of devices, and use it from everywhere to access applications and data stored on premises, on their devices, and in the cloud. This is what users expect from something like enterprise mobility. For the IT department, enterprise mobility is to be able to control all kinds of devices that end users are using, secure applications, and protect data wherever they are hosted, they are stored. So if you combine those two things, enterprise mobility for organizations is to provide secure access to applications and data from every device and anywhere, and do that in a productive way, but also in a robust and compliant way. In order to empower enterprise mobility, Microsoft is getting a people-centric approach and has four areas of products that can support and empower enterprise mobility and allow the users of every device to access all resources in every public and private cloud. These areas are desktop virtualization, information protection with Azure Right Management Services, mobile device and application management with Microsoft Intune, and of course identity and access management, in which we are going to dive in right now. So with these four areas, Microsoft is empowering enterprise mobility and is trying to make both the user life and the IT department life easier and more productive. But let's see why identity and access management is important in this big picture. As you can see in this really chaotic slide, this is the current reality when it comes to single sign-on to applications. Every one of these lines represents a set of credentials that an end user needs to have in order to access resources on-premises or in any public cloud, from Azure and Office 365 to Amazon and Google, IBM, and other clouds that are out there. At the beginning of this process, the end user might feel happy because he can use the same set of credentials for all of his applications. This is his way to deal with single sign-on. But, you know, the nightmare starts from the moment that the end user will need to change one of these passwords. The one change will bring the other, and after a while, he will find himself in a mess. Without being able to control centrally his passwords, he will keep forgetting passwords from many different applications. And you know, for on-premises applications, things might be okay. He has his IT department, everything is controlled. But when it comes to random business or even consumer cloud applications, there is no central IT that he can go. Most of these applications that he is using every day probably are not even communicated to the IT department of his organization, so he's alone in this chaos. Obviously, he's going to be frustrated, and this frustration will go back to the IT department. So IT departments all over the world discover and realize that their users are using business cloud applications and, of course, consumer applications in every public cloud out there. And this is what we call shadow IT sometimes, when departments of organizations like HR, marketing, sales are going and purchasing business cloud applications with their credit cards without the IT department having any idea about that. So the IT department finds themselves in a very difficult situation, and they are trying to put order in this chaos with traditional means and methods. And this is not easy. Traditional means and ways means that you have to build federations and synchronizations with every one of these clouds out there. So is there a solution? What is the proposal of Microsoft? What is our vision to put an order in this chaos? The vision is this, is to make the identity the new control plane. So, as we said, most of our the organization out there have already a director infrastructure and identity and access management for on-premises applications. They have that. And at the same time, they need to access and extend their reach to any public cloud out there, from Azure and Office 365 to other vendors' clouds, as I said before. This is the request. Microsoft's proposal is that Azure Active Directory can play the role of the identity hub, and organizations need to maintain just one simple connection, one synchronization, one federation channel with Azure Active Directory, and Microsoft will deal with everything else. Microsoft with Azure Active Directory will provide single sign-on, federation, synchronization with any public cloud, from Azure and Amazon to Google and Facebook and Twitter and Salesforce and Box and any public cloud and public cloud application that you could imagine. So, and of course, it can do that in a very secure way by providing security, reporting and auditing and building security functionalities. Of course, we don't want to forget the end user, because we said the goal of this process is to make organizations feel more secure, but also we want to make custom end users feel happy. So Azure Active Directory provides all the means necessary to end users to have one place to single sign on to all their applications from any device, and also it offers self-service capabilities in order to use the IT department even less. They can access any time of the day from any device their business and consumer applications, and they can do that in a secure and productive way. This is the vision of Azure Active Directory, extending the reach of existing identity investments to any kind of the public cloud. And I understand that many of you might be in the middle of this journey of using cloud applications, but even if you are not at all in the public cloud business for now, and I'm sure that you are thinking to do that in a while. So if you are on premises, if you are only on premises right now, and you are seeing the public cloud as a really dark place to be where everything is compromised and open, I would say that the first reasonable step to make is to use a solution like Azure Active Directory to control who has access to what when it comes to the public cloud. I want to say that Azure Active Directory can hand you over the keys of the public cloud, and you can decide what and how much of the public cloud you want to use. For others that are already in the public cloud and they are feeling this challenge of password proliferation, of device proliferation, Azure Active Directory can help them to put an order. So if I want to answer exactly what is Azure Active Directory, this identity hub that it's in the middle of everything, I would say that Azure Active Directory, because it has the directory term in its name, it is a directory service. But it's not just that. It's more than that. It's a huge directory, and actually is one of the biggest ones, because it hosts the Microsoft Online applications like Office 365, Intune, CRM Online, and other Microsoft Online services. And you know, when you get Office 365, you are getting also an Azure Active Directory. Every user on Office 365 is actually a user account on Azure Active Directory. So if you are an Office 365 customer, you already have Azure Active Directory, and you don't have to do anything else about it. But you know, Azure Active Directory is more than that. It can extend the reach of from Office 365 to any cloud application, because it provides identity and access management governance. And of course, I want you to remember that it has another aspect, which is a developer platform for identity modules. So what I mean by that, if you are a developer, an ISV, a vendor, or an organization that considers to build an application, you can build your application in any cloud and in any way that you really like. But when it comes to identity, to authentication and authorization, you can rely on Azure Active Directory to do that. So Azure Active Directory is a directory service. It hosts right now more than 400 million users, and it can go up to, and it has go up in our busiest weeks, up to 18 billion with a B authentications. But also it's an identity and access management solution and a platform for developers to build authentication and authorization for their applications. Right now it comes in three editions: free, basic, and premium. And actually Azure Active Directory Premium is a part of a suite that Microsoft offers, and it's called Enterprise Mobility Suite. And I will talk about it at the end of our presentation. But now let's go and see all the capabilities that Azure Active Directory can offer. I'm starting with a very interesting module of Azure Active Directory Premium, which is called Cloud App Discovery. Cloud App Discovery can help organizations to identify which and how many applications their users are using, but also how much they're using them. Because one of the things that many of our customers are asking us or saying is that we understand that this solution, Azure Active Directory, is okay, seems interesting, but I'm not sure as an organization, as a person, as an IT pro, that my end users are actually so deep in the public cloud. And I think that they're using something like one or two or three cloud applications, and I don't feel that I need to take any measures on that. Cloud App Discovery will help you identify how deep you are in the public cloud. And it can help you see how many applications and how heavily are used by your users. So I will demonstrate that later in our demo, but I think that by starting and using Cloud App Discovery, you will see and find out that your users are already deeper in the public cloud than you probably think. Now, let's go to the four user case scenarios, the four areas that Azure Active Directory can help you with. The first is that Azure Active Directory can be your identity in the cloud. And why we are saying that? Because Azure Active Directory can extend the reach of on-premises Windows Server Active Directories, single forest or multi-forest environments to Azure Active Directory, and help your users use one set of credentials, the one that they have and use every day on premises, and extend its reach to any public cloud application that you really want. And we can do the same thing for any other directory on premises, from OpenLDAP to a database or a single file with username and passwords. And we can take that user repository, identity repository that you have on premises, and extend it, synchronize it, and extend its reach to the cloud. Also, Azure Active Directory, and especially Azure Active Directory Premium, offers Forefront Identity Manager as an add-on to Azure Active Directory. So when you purchase Azure Active Directory, you can get Forefront Identity Manager, and with this tool, which is the identity and access management tool for on-premises directories, you can synchronize, manage your certificates, smart cards on-premises, bring an order to your on-premises directories, if this is what you need, and then synchronize everything to Azure Active Directory. And in order to do that, Azure Active Directory offers a tool that it's called Connect, Azure Active Directory Connect. That will be the one bridge, the one tool that you will need to synchronize and federate on-premises identities to Azure Active Directory. Azure Active Directory Connect, it will take you through a simple small number of steps that will allow you to decide what exactly and which extent you want to synchronize with the public cloud and Azure Active Directory, which users, which groups, filter out attributes that you don't want to share with Azure Active Directory. And then you can decide for authentication if you are going to use technologies like password synchronization, which is easiest and fastest to implement, or you will go with traditional federation. And in both cases, Azure Active Directory Connect will guide you to the installation of these options. So we really believe that this is the one tool that you will need for extending the reach of your on-premises identities to the cloud. Good news for the Office 365 customers is that if they have done that part for their Office 365 subscription and installation, they are already there. This step is exactly the same if you do it just for Office 365 or for Azure Active Directory in general. So for Office 365 customers, the good news are that you have done half of the job already. You have extended your reach to the cloud. Now it's up to Azure Active Directory to help you take that reach to any other application. And in order to do that, Azure Active Directory offers more than 2,400 applications pre-integrated already in a gallery in Azure Active Directory. So when you have done your synchronization, you can log in to the Azure Active Directory Management Console and pick one among the most popular SaaS applications we have already pre-integrated, and with a number of clicks that depends from the application, from one or two to five or six in the worst case, you will be able to configure single sign-on, user provisioning, and federation with the applications that you want. And to give you an idea of which applications I'm talking about, you can see, of course, all Microsoft applications, Office 365, and OneDrive, and Skype, and Yammer, but also other applications are here from SAP and Google Apps to Twitter and Facebook, Netflix, Workday, just name them. Thousands of applications are up there. And, you know, you might say that, Nasos, that this is great. 2,400 applications seems cool, but my application is not there. And, you know, I have custom applications that I want to bring up to Azure Active Directory. I have good news for you, too. We have introduced the capability of manually addition of any SaaS application that you would like to use. So if the SaaS applications that you are using cannot be found among those pre-integrated popular SaaS applications, you can add your own. You can add actually any random website that you want and manage it and provide single sign-on onto it if it has a sign-in page. And of course, if you are building applications, if you are a developer, if you are representing an ISV, you can build the applications that you want, as I told you, and you can use Azure Active Directory for the authentication module. But I would like to pause here and tell you and prepare you that right now I'm going to double the value of Azure Active Directory. As I said until now, we really envision and we really hope that we can expand your reach to any kind of public cloud applications. But you know, Azure Active Directory has another module. This module is called Application Proxy. With Application Proxy, we are providing secure remote access to on-premises applications. So with Azure Active Directory, you can provide single sign-on to cloud applications, but at the same time, you can provide single sign-on and secure remote access to your on-premises applications with Application Proxy. So your end users will be able to use Azure Active Directory screens to sign into Office 365 and Twitter and Box and Skype and other applications. But at the same time, next to these applications, they will see their on-premises applications. Let me give you an example for that. Let's imagine that you have a SharePoint site on-premises and you don't plan to move it to SharePoint Online because you don't want, because you don't need, or it's too complicated to do it. You can publish this on-premises SharePoint side through Azure Active Directory. Or let me give you an even more extreme example. Let's imagine that you have an old Unix application hosted on Apache. Azure Active Directory application proxy can help you publish this application in a secure way to Azure through Azure Active Directory to the world and give all the security insurance that Azure Active Directory can bring to an application. I know that this application proxy can be a really difficult thing to explain. That's why I have this slide, and I will try to explain how application proxy actually works. Application proxy has a reverse proxy component installed in the cloud on Azure Active Directory, and you have to install a connector on your corporate network, one or more connectors, actually. This connector can be installed on your DMZ or in a server really close to your application server, and it will create an outbound connection only to Azure Active Directory and will make your mobile users able to access your on-premises applications. So the connectors will get the internal URL that you use every day for your web applications, and they will publish it as a public URL to your external users. And through these channels, there is no inbound traffic. There is no need to open a new port and single port or inbound port on your firewalls. Nothing is needed. Everything is outbound. Everything is going through that reverse proxy channel to Azure AD. And I will show you how the end user sees all these things. So there is no need for specified and specific devices that will do publishing of on-premise applications anymore, or old-fashioned VPNs and similar stuff. Now, of course, all these things can be managed through a central place, which is the Azure Active Directory Management Portal, and I will show you later more about that. But I want to use this slide to say something more about Azure Active Directory. Azure Active Directory is not just a hybrid identity bridge that can bring a single sign-on to users. You can use Azure Active Directory to even provision and deprovision users and groups to other applications. So, for example, let's say that you want to use applications like Salesforce or Box or Concur or DocuSign, and in order to use them, you have to go to the management consoles of these applications and create one by one or import the user base that you have on premises. With Azure Active Directory, there is no need to do that. By having a user on your on-premises Active Directory, and by synchronizing this user and having him as a member of a group, Azure Active Directory will provision this user and deprovision him, if it's needed, from this other application. So what I mean by that? By adding a user to a group on Active Directory, this addition can be reflected to these applications that support provisioning and deprovisioning, and you can have a workflow that will allow users to be created directly to third-party applications. So you will find yourselves with all the user accounts that you need in Box and Salesforce and Concur and DocuSign and Workday and all the other applications that support user provisioning. And when a user leaves your company or changes in department, by removing him from a group on your on-premises Active Directory or on Azure Active Directory, this user will lose his access to these applications too, and his account will be disabled in these other applications too. And now that I mentioned Workday, and Workday is a really popular HR application, I want to share with you that Azure Active Directory can offer something more, can get user identities, can employee records from HR applications like Workday and import them directly to Azure Active Directory. So the repository of users that you can use to populate Azure Active Directory can be your HR application like Workday, and there is no need to go through on-premises Active Directory to do that if you don't want to. Now, as you can imagine, and as I said in the beginning, security is really important because Making the life of end users easier is one thing, but we want to make that happen in a way that it's secure. So security is one of the first things that Azure in general and Azure Active Directory takes under considerations. So to start with, I would say that there is no place or step in the whole process that Azure Active Directory will get plain text passwords from you to store them in Azure Active Directory. In the case that you choose to go with password synchronization, only the hashes of the passwords are stored in Azure Active Directory. And, you know, not only the hashes that you have on premises, we get the hash of the password, we rehash it, and then we store it on Azure Active Directory. And of course, we provide a really rich set of security reports, auditing, and alerting for all the bad things that could happen in a modern environment. So security reports of all sides. And, you know, we have also the security reports that you would expect, like auditing and logging and bad attempts to log in. But we have also smart reports, machine learning reports, that can identify modern threats. And, you know, we have the Azure power behind it. That's why it's easy to do it. Azure and Xbox and all those Microsoft applications are getting a lot of attacks. And we understand which behaviors are malicious, which behaviors are bad, and which traffic is coming from possibly infected devices. And with that, we can have a huge database of all these bad IPs and bad guys out there. And if we see one of them trying to reach your resources, we will alert you. And then it's your choice to either ignore it or enable an additional way to secure your resources, let's say by using multi-factor authentication. So you can either choose to block a bad guy or use multi-factor authentication to make the reach to your resources more secure and more difficult for bad guys. How multi-factor authentication works for Azure Active Directory? Azure Active Directory Premium provides multi-factor authentication as one of its features, but also you can get Azure multi-factor authentication as a standalone offering. And you can use your mobile phones or any kind of landline, and on top of your passwords, you can prompt your users to either reply to a phone call, get a code through a text message, or use a mobile application. We have an application that it's called Azure Authenticator, and you can use this application to get either push notifications or even better, one-time passwords if the mobile reception is not good at your area or if you are traveling a lot and you don't want to pay roaming fees. Now, let's go back to the end user. We started because he had a need. He had the need of accessing applications from everywhere, and we are going to provide that. We have a URL that it's really easy to be remembered. It's called myapps.microsoft.com, and you can reach that URL from any device and supported browsers like Internet Explorer and Chrome and Firefox. But for mobile devices and smaller devices, we have mobile apps for iOS, iPhones, iPads, and Androids that can do the exact same thing and give to the end users a single screen to launch all the application that he needs. We will see that in detail in our demo. But besides single sign-on and access from any device on the applications that users want to access, we offer them the ability to manage their accounts, change their passwords, set up password reset policies, set up multi-factor authentication, and choose which multi-factor authentication process they would like to use. For example, Azure Active Directory Premium offers a really cool feature that it's called self-service password reset. Users can go through this screen, myapps.microsoft.com, if they have forgotten their password, and try and reset their passwords. And this change, this password reset change, is reflected back to on-premises directories if you want. But in order to do that, you have to go through a verification steps process. And this verification process includes phone calls, text messages, emails to alternate addresses, but also security questions. In order to pre-configure all these things and register for password set, you can do that through myapps.microsoft.com. Also, you can request access to other applications that you don't have access to, or manage groups for collaboration through self-service group and access management from myapps.microsoft.com. And before going to our demo, I want to remind you something that I stated in the first couple of slides. Azure Active Directory is a great identity and access management solution to manage identities and provide single sign-on in a secure way for cloud applications. But it's also a standard-based integrations platform. You can use Azure Active Directory with all the modern standards that are out there to build the authentication and authorization module of your applications. Many vendors are choosing Azure Active Directory as the standard for their authentication. DocuSign, for example, is one of them. So when you go and use DocuSign applications, you have the choice to use your own Azure Active Directory to log in to applications, to cloud applications of DocuSign. And other companies are doing that. Smartsheet is doing that. And many others that you can find on our website, azure.com/AAD. You can see all the vendors that we support. And I would say that even if you don't want to use Azure Active Directory as your authentication and authorization standard, you should push your vendors, your developers, to use one of those open standards, because this makes collaboration among cloud applications easier and more secure. If we have to federate and synchronize with applications that don't follow these standards, we will do our best. We will provide single sign-on, but without the standards, security is not optimum. Only with applications that respect standards and use either Azure Active Directory or one of those open standards that you see in your screen, you can be absolutely sure that security and the easiness of single sign-on is 100%. Now, I will switch to my demo. Allow me to switch to my screen. I will be ready in a few seconds. And I will start our demo by showing the module of Cloud App Discovery. So I believe that now you can see Cloud App Discovery module on your screen. Cloud App Discovery can be found if you go to appdiscovery.azure.com. You have to sign in with your Azure Active Directory or Azure or Office 365 or Intune management credentials. And when you log into this site, you will be able to download agents and install them in your managed devices. And you will get a report similar to the one that you see of all the applications that your end users are using. And you can see that in my case, the last 120 days, many applications, actually almost 70 applications, are used by my users. And you can see in the right part of the screen all the tiles of those applications. And you can see applications that are new to me, or at the bottom, you can see applications that are already configured and integrated with my Azure Active Directory tenant. And if I want to go deeper in one application and identify how much this application is used, I can do that. And in this screen, you will see that for my application, for Box, let's say, I can say exactly who is using these applications, how much. You see 142 requests have been made already, 1 gigabyte of data has already exchanged, and you can see the peaks in the report, and of course, the names of the people that are using this application. So what is the benefit of this? I think that we all understand that the benefit of this is that you can, first of all, learn what your users are doing. And after be sure what your users are doing, it's up to you to decide if integrating one of these cloud applications to Azure Active Directory makes sense. And the view that I'm sharing right now, it's business cloud applications. But at any time, you can go to all applications and you will get a view of all the random websites that your users are visiting and also applications that are not supported directly through Azure AD but can be added through our tools to Azure Active Directory. So this is Cloud App Discovery. You can try it for free. You can download the agents, and you can see how many applications, which applications, and from which users, and how much are used in your environment. And as I said, business cloud applications, consumer applications, even random websites can be viewed in different options of this report. Right now, as I said, you will need an agent, but please remember that in the future, we will have options that will not include agents, so we will make it easier for you to get reports from mobile devices. So probably one of these, the options that we will enable are proxy settings files that can be pushed to mobile devices, or even we will be able to take advantage of the logs that you already have from your firewalls. And getting those logs, we will be able to provide similar reporting of what is used and how much it is used by your users. The next thing I would like to show you is the management experience for IT pros. So if you are an IT pro, if you are the IT department, you will be able to go to the portal, the management portal of Azure, which is Microsoft Azure, manage.windowsazure.com, log in with the credentials of your Azure administrator, and after the synchronization, these credentials can be the credentials of your on-premises enterprise admin. And you can see here that when my password and my username was recognized, the environment changed and the colors of my company are all everywhere, the logos, the icons. I will use my password now. And by logging into the management portal of Azure Active Directory, I can manage my Azure Active Directory. I can manage one or more directories synchronized with on-premises or completely new cloud-only directories. In a while, I think we will be able to see the screen. Okay. I want to remind you that this is the same screen that you can see every other and manage every other Azure service, but we're going to focus on Active Directory. I will click on my Contoso Cloud Directory, and you can see that I can manage users. I can manage groups. But most importantly, I want to stop and show you how I can manage applications. These users and groups are users and groups that can be created completely the first time on the cloud or can be synchronized from on-premises users and groups from any kind of directory, single forest or multi-forest. And you can see that this administrator was pretty busy and he has added already many applications for single sign-on. But let me go to the choices that we have out there. You can see from the wizard that comes up when I click Add that I have three options. I can add custom applications that my organization is developing, and I want to use Azure Active Directory to authenticate for them. I can use application proxy, which is the third option. And by application proxy, I want to remind you that I'm able to publish on-premises applications to the cloud. So by clicking that, I will be prompted to provide the on-premises URL of an application, and Azure Active Directory will do everything else. It will take this application and publish it through the Azure Active Directory. The only thing you have to do is to be sure that you have installed the connector. But I will focus on the gallery. It's the second option. If I go to the second option, you will see that right now, today, we support 2,458 applications. You can search for your application and find it here, or you can go to Azure Active Directory /AAD, and I will show that in a while, azure.com/AAD. And from there, you can see in a public site which applications we support. All these applications can be picked from here, and with one click, you can configure single sign-on to them. And you know, if you cannot find your application here, you can go to the Custom tab. And from the Custom tab, you can write the URL, the random URL, the SaaS application that you cannot find here. And we will provide single sign-on to this application too. Of course, there are exceptions, but for most of the applications, we are able to provide single sign-on even if they are not integrated. And we have our featured applications, and among these featured applications, you can see the most popular applications out there. And to these applications, we don't only provide just single sign-on and provisioning. We provide also we provide federation, we provide provisioning of users and groups, and deprovisioning. I will give you an example. Let's say I will take the example of Salesforce. Salesforce is a popular application, a popular online CRM. And as you can see, because it's one of our applications that are federated and featured, I can configure single sign-on as expected. And this is completely federated single sign-on that is taken care of from Azure Active Directory. But also, I can configure provisioning. So every time that you assign access to Salesforce to a user, this user will find a user account for him in Salesforce. And he can go directly to Salesforce and log in. He will be redirected back to Azure Active Directory for authentication, and then he will be in his favorite application. Or, of course, he can use the access panel that I will show you in a while. And also, when it comes to assign users, let me show you the example of Salesforce. If I click assign users and pick one of the users or one of the groups that are existing in my organization, by clicking assign, you can see that it's not just that simple, like assigning access to a user. I can actually pick one of the roles that Salesforce has and assign that role to that user. So it's not just about Azure Active Directory and single sign-on to Salesforce and other applications. I can provide the role that you want to the user so he will be ready for that third-party application. One of the things, other things I would like to share with you, which is pretty important, is how Azure Active Directory can secure applications that are not built for that, that they don't provide all the security measures that an organization, a modern organization, would prefer. Let me get the example of Twitter. And I know that many companies are using Twitter not just for personal usage of their employees, but they have enterprise accounts that are used for business reasons. With Twitter, and Microsoft does that a lot, and I know other companies like Sony and others that are doing that thing a lot. So when you are using an account like that for business, you cannot treat it like it's just a consumer application. How Azure Active Directory can help you on that? Let's take that example, and let's say that I want to assign access to Twitter for a group of my employees. I will choose among the groups that I have available. And for my, in my case, I will go and pick the sales team group. I want my sales team, or let's say my marketing team, to have access to Twitter, but not any kind of Twitter, the enterprise Twitter account of the company. I will be able to assign Twitter to them, but this is the amazing thing, I believe. I am able, as an administrator, to provide the username and the password of the enterprise Twitter account, and no one else will know that password. The end user will sign in with his everyday work credentials, with his on-premises Active Directory credentials. He will have access to Twitter, and if I want to remove his access, I don't have to change Twitter password. I will just remove him from the group. And, you know, in this case, for Twitter specifically and Facebook and all the other applications that don't support federation, if the user goes directly to Twitter, his password and username are useless. He has to go only through Azure Active Directory to have secure access to these applications. And as I told you, It's not just a username and password for Azure Active Directory. It's multi-factor authentication on top of that, so I can protect access even more. And of course, all the security reporting and alert is there to help me. And with that, I want to go to the end user experience because I believe it's pretty cool and interesting. In order to do that, I will use another browser. As I told you, we support many different browsers and almost every device to access and provide single sign-on to end users. And if you remember, it's really a simple URL that users have to remember. It's called myapps.microsoft.com, or you can go to the Android store or the Apple store and download the My Apps application. So let's imagine now that I am a marketing user coming from my personal device, from an IP outside of the company. It's really late, and I want to have access to my business applications because that's my job. I will use my credentials, the same credentials I'm using every day on my desktop PC to log into my on-premises applications. And as you can see, everything changes, and I can see now logos and icons of my company. I'm feeling more safe now. I'm in the right place. And I will use my password. But you know, because I'm coming from an outside IP range, and because I am using a personal device, I will see here that another factor is needed. And this other factor is multi-factor authentication. And you have to believe me now that I'm receiving a phone call that moment, and a really nice lady says, "Nassos, if it's you, please press a pin or a pound, and I will let you in. But if it's not you, someone has your password, and you can press 0 pound to create an alert, to block your account, because although someone, I don't know why she has your password, she won't be able to log in to the screen that you see right now. So she won't be able to see your resources. She won't be able to log into your resources with single sign-on. So this is the extra protection of multi-factor authentication on top of your password that makes access even to applications that are not built for that more secure. So you can see here Office 365 and SharePoint Online and Box, which is an enterprise application and I'm federated. And you can see custom applications. You can see random sites. For my example, I'm using the school district website that I have for my children's marks here in Washington. So you can see I have added Lake Washington School District application in my single sign-on applications. But I want to focus on other applications too. Let me show you these applications. TeamSite and Sales Tracking. And let's give them a few seconds to load. So you can see, let's wait a few seconds to load. You can see access to my Office 365, as I said. You can see my SharePoint Online site here. You can see that I have access to applications like Box. And I'm federated. You will see now that I have clicked. You need to wait a few seconds. Sorry about that. You can see that I have all my files here, and it's my account completely provisioned on Box. But I want to stop here to the TeamSite application. This TeamSite application you are going to see in a few seconds is an on-premises SharePoint site hosted on a virtual machine or a real server on my data center, and it's safely published through Azure Active Directory and directly given to my users. So without a VPN, without the need of a device that will publish applications, DMZs, complex firewall rules, I am able to publish in a secure way with single sign-on, with multi-factor authentication, an on-premises web application is in front of my eyes, the same way all the other applications are here. And I want to show you right now something else. besides signing into these applications, we said that, come on, I'm the marketing person. I want access to the enterprise Twitter account of the company, but I don't see the Twitter account here. What I can do? How I can request access to this application? The answer is you have to go to the groups tab. And if you search to those groups, you will see that are different and, various groups that explain what the purpose of them is. You will see that one of these groups is enterprise social apps. And members of this group, as the description of the group says, have access to the enterprise Twitter and Facebook account of this company. I will request to join these groups, and because this group is a protected group, I will need to get an approval from the business owner of the group. And you know, this is not an IT person. This is not an IT person. This is the business owner. It can be another user in marketing, the marketing lead. So IT departments don't have to manage who has access to which groups to do their everyday job. And if I want to go back to the groups and see other applications, you will see in a while that there's another group here, which is called personal social applications. So while I can give you secure single sign-on to the enterprise Twitter account, I can do exactly the same for your personal Twitter account. And you will see two tiles. One for your personal Twitter and another tile for your enterprise Twitter. And you know, because access to personal Twitters is not a big deal, there is no approval process. Your request is auto-approved. So let's see how the business owner will see this request coming to his screen. Allow me to open another browser window. And let's suppose now that I'm not Nasos K, the marketing user, but I'm another user which is the marketing lead. I will go to myapps.microsoft.com again. I have already received an email that will help me to go directly here if I want. So I have received an email with the request. You will see right away that this guy has a different MyApps view. He has a smaller set of applications because this is what is required for him. Every user can have a different set of applications. And if I want to go deeper and see the approvals that I have, I will go to the Approvals tab. And you will see in the Approvals tab that someone, Nasos K in our case, has requested to join one of the groups that I own. I can click on that group and approve. And now, Nasos K, in the next refresh cycle, he will see the application before his eyes. So let's go back and allow a few seconds for Nasos's view now to see if his request is already approved. If this is the case, if his request is approved, he will see that. And also, he will see a link in the application tab that will say that his applications have changed and he needs to refresh. By clicking on the refresh link that you will see in a few seconds, and yes, here it is, you will see something magical now. With just that, with just requesting access to a group, my applications are more. I believe this is the fastest application delivery method you have seen. With just two clicks, I can have access now to my personal Twitter account and to my business Twitter account. And for my personal Twitter account, you understand that I have to provide my own credentials and Azure Active Directory will store them. But let's see what will happen if I click to the enterprise Twitter account. For the enterprise Twitter account, nothing is needed. I don't know the password. It's impossible to go directly to Twitter and tweet as Contoso build, but because I have Azure Active Directory access, I can see the Contoso build Twitter account from Azure Active Directory. Now, to the question, okay, this is great, but all the time I have to come through the access panel and see all these tiles if I just want to go to a single application. The answer is no. Of course, coming to the access panel is better because you can see all the choices, but for every one of these tiles that you can see in the application tab, you are able to get a deep link, as we say. So all these tiles have a deep link provided to the administrator from the management console. So you can get these deep links and use them to create your own access panel, or just provide one link to the user, ask him to click it. He will be prompted for authentication, multi-factor authentication, but then he will go directly to Twitter or Facebook or Concur or any application that you choose. And to close our demo and get a few questions, I want to share with you just something else. One of the favorite security reports that I have among the others, and you know that we have many reports, auditing and logging and sign-ins from multiple geographies and sign-ins from suspicious IPs. And by that, we mean all those IPs that have been used to create a fraud, or an IP that is trying to access 1 million resources at the same time, obviously suspicious. But I want to stop to sign-ins from possibly infected devices. And sign-ins from possibly infected devices are applications, are users that have used devices that have reported as infected with specific viruses from different areas of the world. In my case, Abby is trying to access from a device in China that was reported having the malicious software of zero access a few days ago. And again, it's up to the administrator to either block this user, enable multi-factor authentication for this user, or ignore him. But the power of the knowledge is super here, because we are using the Azure Power. We are using our digital crime unit that has honeypots and devices all over the world. These honeypots are getting attacks. We know who is attacking them. We know with which malicious software is infected, and we can give that information back to you. And that's why I believe that this is a really great report. Now, as I told you in the beginning, Azure Active Directory Premium that has all these capabilities is a part for Enterprise Mobility Suite that has also Microsoft Intune and Azure Right Management. And if you want to see more things, you can track resources. You can go to azure.com/AAD, to our MSDN libraries, see videos and demos that we have online. And with that, I think we have finished, and we can take a few questions if it's possible.
Thanks, Nassos. Now, it looks like we're just at the top of the hour, so we don't have any time for Q&A, but I want to thank everyone again for tuning in today, and Nassos, a big thanks to you for leading the session. We hope you all have a good day, and I hope to see you on some future Azure webinars.
Thank you very much.